Coming into tonight, you knew it was going to be a high-octane game, up and down, back and forth there. It was tough shooting for you guys in the first three quarters. You did some good things at times, but just couldn't get the ball in the basket. But then, you know, a lot of scoring in that fourth quarter. Looking back at tonight, how would you summarize this ball game for you guys?
Pretty easy, really. Their pressure dictated everything that we did, and it determined the game. Even the open shots we got, I mean, I think we airballed more than we, you know, our fair share of them. So their pressure did exactly what they wanted it to. Even times we didn't shoot quickly, we shot it fast. We got to the basket a couple times, and their pressure just forced us to shoot the ball out of rhythm. They did everything they needed to do, and when we got pressured, we didn't have anybody, you know, get us into anything. You know, you want to be aggressive against the press and, you know, try to get easy buckets on the backside, but when you don't, you still have to settle in and run your offense, and we didn't do it. You know, if we're going to face them ever again, sub-state maybe, somebody's got to be ready.
You had a tough start there shooting with Hunter and Jackson Lewis, your top two scorers. They only combined for 2 points in that first half there, but Park Gooden and Evan Smith got most of your scoring in that first half, and Parker did a good job of attacking the basket tonight, even though he fouled out, finished 11 points there, but he had to like what he did trying to attack Lake and getting to the foul line a little bit more.
Yeah, not a lot of teams pressure big, you know, size-wise. It doesn't really, you know, affect Parker. He's a strong kid, and he's going to be aggressive regardless. You know, sometimes he gets a bit out of control, but at the same time, he's competing. You never have to worry about that. He competes every second that he's out there, and he did a great job for us tonight because we needed somebody to step up and do something. And like you said, with Evan, and we have to have some other guys be threats. And again, you know, it goes back to the pressure. We got pressured and our guys panicked. Not all of them. Some of them did. And it took them out of rhythm. It took them out of, you know, you get sped up in your head. You take some questionable shots and then you question what in the world you're doing in the first place. And you start playing and you're hesitating, which is, you know, one of the things we preach a lot is playing without hesitation. And we didn't do that. And, you know, another big key for us was going to be to keep the ball in front of us. And that new kid that they've got, number 31, he's pretty quick with the ball. He's pretty shifty with it. And he does a good job of you know, getting them in their offense. So, you know, successful teams have great point guards and point guards that can kind of get them under control when you know, it's a little chaotic out there. And he did a good job of that. But we really struggled keeping him in front of us.
Yeah, he's tough, and he had around 30 points there, and he couldn't miss there. But, man, he had a lot of free throws in that fourth quarter there. But I thought you did a good job of taking out some of the other players that had been some big threats. The Bachman kid only has 5 points. Daniels got into foul trouble with 7 there. But, you know, they just have too many offensive weapons due to Lakin. And did you feel like at times that your defense wasn't bad tonight?
No, I didn't think it wasn't, aside from – obviously, we start to press at the end and extend ourselves pretty thin, and 31 dribbles through us like nothing, and then shoots. It seemed like he shot 16 free throws in the fourth quarter, either that or layups. I didn't think our defense was too bad, and, you know, if we ever get to face him again, we may look at, you know, running our zone right there against him and just have to, you know, take our chances getting out on shooters. But, that's a little ways away. We've got to get better at certain things that – you know, really hindered us tonight.
Well, and now you take a step back here and go back to the court on Monday night. Quick turnaround with Holcomb, and then Tuesday with Cimarron. 3 games next week, and then you get Hugoton next Friday. And what do you do next week here, or I should say over the weekend? Do you have a little bit of a shoot around, a little bit of a practice, get ready for a couple games in a couple days?
Yeah, we'll get them together probably Sunday for a little bit just to make sure we're ready and we understand the game plan. You know, we've got to be on our game. You know, this is one of the few teams every year that we play that plays this type of basketball game. And you put the whistle in the ref's hand for 32 minutes. Oftentimes it's, you know, it's hard as an official to really get yourself to call everything. But there's definitely a lot of things that happen in a game like that. But we just have to do a better job of taking care of it and being able to get in and out of our sets against their pressure. But, you know, we'll shoot around Sunday, and hopefully we're ready to go against Holcomb. So, big week next week.
All right. Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining me here. Beavers lose a tough one here tonight, 63-52. Thanks again, Coach, and talk to you on Monday.
All right. Thanks, Adam.